what I think about graffiti is that, actually speaking, it's a useless thing. Some of these people that do it have got a grudge against society. Other than that, they just do it out of stupidity. It makes the place look a dump. Doesn't make much difference to me now at my age, but I do like to think that you can go out and not be met by all this rubbish that's written on the wall, because it is rubbish sometimes, isn't it?
Who told you you could do that?
I want to paint that wall. I want to paint that train. I want to do this. I want to do
that. Who told you you could do that?
I'm doing it because I love this. I love it.
Who told you you could do that?
Sorry. No, I will talk seriously. Okay, right. Yeah, I'll do it properly now. Okay. Yeah, what was the question?
Who told you you could do it like this? Who told you you could do it like who? Told you could do it like this? Who told you you could do it like who? Told you could do it like this? Who told you could do it like who? Told you could do it like this? Who told you could do it? Who told you could do it like this?
Right, no names from now on.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
Names, Mr. I'm going to call you Agent Black.
Mr. Pink.
No, I don't want to be called Mr. Pink. I want to be Mr. Burgundy. No, could I be Mr. Mauve?
Okay.
Mr. Mauve.
Mr. Mauve. Okay, I'll just call you Dickhead, yeah?
When I was about 12, I just used to sort of get on the train and stuff and like, with my friends and go out and see like dubs and pieces out on the tracks and saw a couple of trains running and stuff, and it just made me want to get into it, and you know, I was into art anyway and stuff at school. I basically wanted to do it for art, and I wanted to be a graphic designer, and I just wanted to do it just for that reason.
I started doing graffiti only about a year ago. I haven't been in the game very long, because in graph terms, a year is absolutely nothing. I got into graph because my friends were doing it, but I just wanted to take it a little bit further than the tags in the street. I've always wanted to do pieces because, to me, I can see where the argument comes from that a tag is ugly. It's necessary, but I can see why people see it's ugly, because it is. That's half the reason that we do it, is just to piss you off. When you're doing it illegally and someone's coming and you shit yourself, the adrenaline, you start sweating because the fear of getting caught is so immense. You worry every second that you're out there. You're so paranoid. If you think you're shaking your can too loudly, you're sure someone's going to hear it. You're always looking over your shoulder. You worry every second that you're out there. 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 Obviously, it's part of it, because you talk to anyone who does like an adrenaline sport, the whole reason they do it is for the adrenaline. That's why it's called an adrenaline sport, because you've got the risk of falling on your ass and dying. Whereas in graph, when you're painting illegally, half of it's the buzz, but at the same time, if you do get caught, there's a possibility of prison, big hefty fines. Like, but I know fellas who've, like, because obviously I've never been caught myself, but I know fellas that have been caught and still they're outrighting now, and they must have it hanging over their head, because if they get caught again, they're gonna go down. They're gonna do time. I know one fella, he's in prison now. He's a big fella and he's holding his own, because I've spoken to him and he's all right. But me, I'm small. That's a very big fear of mine, is if I go into prison, then I don't know, I may not last, you know what I mean? And that's scary, all over painting a wall. 'Cause I'm a criminal. it's worth it, definitely.
Some of these people that do it have got a grudge against society. Rubbish that's written on the wall. Other than that, they just do it out of stupidity.
I do like to...
Rubbish that's written on the wall.
I do like to think that you can go out stupidity, and not grudge,
be met by all this rubbish that's society, written on the wall. Because it is rubbish sometimes, isn't it?
Anyway, you know, if anybody else wants to say, I don't like graffiti, graffiti's vandalism, graffiti's this, graffiti's that, I don't care. You know, maybe it is vandalism. Some graffiti is vandalism. Some graffiti isn't nice. You know, when you first start off, it isn't nice. I've just got to the stage where my stuff is looking nice, in my opinion. Other people may not think that, but to me, my pieces are nice. I can always push myself further. Some pieces I do are inconsistent with the rest. They're rubbish. I think they're rubbish. But whereas my friends, they think they're great, you know? They think, oh, yeah, he's done this, he's done that, he's got out there, he's done that.
I'd Ultimate Warrior. I've still got Hulk Hogan, he's the only one I kept.
Yeah, what Hulk Hogan have you got there? You've got Action Hulk Hogan and you've got the original Hulk.
I've got Hulk Hogan.
I don't know, it's just weird. You either like it or you don't. You're either into it or you're not. You've got to be mad. You've got to be mad to do this. It's crazy. Who wants to stand by a wall and paint it? Someone who's crazy.
No, you have got to be mad. To come out and to stand in the rain and to dry the wall with a towel or with your socks.
I've dried the wall with my socks before. I've got to the wall and it was wet and it was raining and I hid under a tree with my friend until it stopped raining. Then I pulled my socks off.
Socks off, that's love.
And I wiped the wall with my socks.
That's love because you want to be up there. If that wall's wet, then you've got to dry it because you've got to be on that wall because then people are going to see it and then people are going to know you. And
if
then
the wall's wet, then people are going to come up and try and see that wall after it's been raining. Nobody's going to paint because they think the wall's wet, but I've been there with my socks drying the wall and then painting the wall and getting my name up there, and all those cats that come down and look at all the pieces and take photos and go home and copy all my letters.
Copy the
They're
letters.
Whack people like that. They go up and they see my piece and they think, whoa, he's been there.
But at the end of the day, I can't really say much because that's how I started. I saw people out there and I just thought, shit, I want to do that. I want to be like that. I want to just create.
And the first Hulk Hogan used to do a clothesline.
Really?
That's how old it was. He used to do a clothesline. He had Hulkamania written on his t-shirt, didn't he?
Yeah. His mum's got Hulk Rules written on his t-shirt. Hulk Rules.
You're out there, you're putting your name up, and because you want people to see it, because you want a lasting impression, you want to stay in their mind. I want to be the fella that everyone remembers and everyone knows my tag and everyone's seen it and everyone knows that I'm heavy.
Wants to be the fella. I'm not doing this to please anybody apart from myself. I don't do it so that you can sit there and look at my wall and you go, oh, that's nice, or that's really good, or I don't like that. I'm not bothered whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, don't look at it. I'm doing it because I like it. It's the pleasure that I get from it. It's not for you to say, oh, I love that, that's great, I love graffiti now, I'm gonna start graffiti. I don't do it for that.
You wouldn't even know where to start. If you looked at this wall, and if someone else looked at this wall, they wouldn't even know where to start.
But I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered whether they want to start or they don't want to start. I'm doing it for me. I don't do it for you. I don't do it for.
See, whereas
I don't do it for you. I don't do it for you. I do it for myself.
I do it for myself. Yeah, but the whole reason I could do it on a piece of paper for myself. I do it on a wall because I want people to see it. I want people to know that I'm the best.
I want people to know I'm there. I don't want to know that I'm the best. So I don't think you can be the best at anything. I don't think you can be the best. I think you can be as good as you are and then more. You can always progress. There's no saying I'm the best.
Yeah.
No, you know, someone who's been doing it for 15 years, they ain't the best, because I could pull off a piece better than him. because they've sat back and gone, I'm the best.
Yeah.
I never think like I'm the best. I think like I'm here, I want to do this, I want to be in graffiti, I want to get my name up on trains for other people, for other writers, not for Mrs. Blogs, Mr. Blogs, not for Mrs. I've got a house and a mortgage and a car and three kids. I'm doing it because I love this. I love it.
There's so much contradiction in graph and there's so much contradiction in what you just said there as well.
There is so much contradiction in what I just said, because the simple reason is, when I say I'm not doing it for anybody else, I don't mean I'm not doing it for other graffiti artists, because
that's it. Okay.
Other graffiti artists is me. You know, they're my friends or they're my enemies, but they're still gonna see my stuff and they're still the same as me. They're still as mad as me, they're still as crazy as me.
That's what I'm saying.
They're still gonna do the same things as me. I'm not trying to say I want to be the best. I'm just saying I want to be me. I want to be my best. You know, I want to always push myself to the limit. And I'm doing it for myself and I'm doing it for other graffiti artists to see. This isn't a hobby. This is like a life. This isn't like, oh yeah, this, you know, that's good. I can stop now. Or, you know, or that's a nice stamp that I'm gonna collect. It's like a lifestyle. It's not a hobby at all, and it's either a life or it's nothing. It's nothing. If it's not your life, it's nothing, and you shouldn't be in it.
Obviously, you've got to have a passion. You've got to be dedicated, because like, it's 8 o'clock. It's dark. I can't even see what I'm painting. It's cold. It's raining. So obviously, yeah, you've got to be passionate.
I'm a maniac. I stand by a wall and I paint it. And if I've got no paint, I use pens. And if I've got no pens to mark trains, I use scratches. And if I've got no scratches to scratch windows, I use keys. And if I've got no keys, then I pour blood out of my skin and put blood up the fucking wall. Sorry, I will talk to you.
You just have to do it. It's just a driving thing. I can't explain.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words.
You only know when you've been writing. You only know when you've been writing, when you've been writing for a while, what it is that drives you, and you can't describe it. Because it's like nothing else. It is like nothing else. A lot of people don't understand it, and I don't understand it myself. There's just a few moments that you understand why you're doing it.
You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so
I can see myself doing this for the considerable future. If you comprehend that you're going to give up one day, then you won't put the passion into it. You've got to think that you're going to be out there forever. You've got to think that you're going to last forever. That's your mom.